Right now, I bring him up because we're going to have the opportunity and blessing to listen to something that he channeled, that he wrote.
Yeah.
And it's going to set you up for whatever's coming through you. And there's a friend of his that is accompanying him. And I'm just grateful and glad you're with us here today. It's already, as Carlos would say, the best day ever. So let's keep it going. And I'll see you on the flip side, sister.
Okay. Sounds
Here's
good.
Ash.
Wow, I'm sending a blessing to Ash right now for that message. I was really having a moment here as he was singing. So in the last several months, I've had an experience that I want to share with you, because it's an experience of God that I always, I say always, in the last 20 years, I knew was possible in my mind, but I didn't feel it in my heart and in my body, and that shifted for me. Part of my journey has been always reaching for love. It was, I'm sure, because of a birth experience. I was born very premature. I couldn't reach my mom, you know, for days. And so all of my life, I've been reaching for a love outside of me, whether it was friends or partners, or, you know, lovers, or it didn't matter. Love was out here. And my, even my sense of well-being was way, way outside of me. And so, you know, I had a career and became educated, and I was a performer and a conductor, and all those things were great, but it never gave me this sense of peace that I'm feeling now. They were good things. They were very good things, but it was striving to be noticed and recognized. And the place I am now is literally being known from the inside. And I want to tell you a little bit how I got there. I was in a place where I was really reaching. I was really reaching. And everything in me said, don't reach. Be with this feeling that you're wanting to reach, and you're wanting to connect, and you're wanting to love. Like, just allow yourself to be in this feeling of, I don't know what's next, or I don't know, I couldn't reach my family, I couldn't reach my friend. And suddenly I just had this overwhelming experience where I felt so disconnected from everything. And rather than making a connection happen, what I did is I sat in the silence with that feeling. And I said, God, what is this? Like I said, God, I help people with their whole lives. What is this, and why am I not able to feel love from these people? Like, why do I feel so disconnected? And then I just sat in the silence and waited. And finally, after I got really, really still, I heard the voice that I absolutely know was the voice of God say to me, that hole that you're trying to fill is only for me. That hole that you're trying to fill is only for me. And I had this sense of this calm, you know, begin to come over my body and my spirit. And then in my belly, which is, you know, if you study the chakras, the place of power, it was like there was this golden light filling me. It kind of came up through my feet and my legs and was just filling my stomach. And the affirmation that was resonating in me was simply, God loves me. God loves me. God loves me. God loves me. And I had that experience over and over and over. And pretty soon, my whole body was full of this light and this need or this desire to get love was gone. And I can't tell you the shift that I feel. My shoulders relaxed. My body was at ease. I felt like I lost 5 pounds. I was at peace completely, completely. And my overwhelming sense was that this was available for me all the time, but I had to quit looking for something else. And I had to be present to, you know, the pain of the past. And as I say this, I've worked with, I mean, therapists, mentors, spiritual guides. And as the song just said, it's all right here already. But until we're quiet and until we learn to listen to that inner voice, we'll never experience it. We'll never experience it. So the scriptures say, this is from the Gospel of John. The scriptures say, my peace I give to you. This is John 14. Not as the world gives, but my peace I give to you. My peace I leave with you. And this peace I feel and know can be known by each and every one of us at whatever level we're ready to accept it. Right? That the peace of God is a promise from the scripture that we can have it. And I think as a culture in general, we're super dialed into what everybody thinks. These things called cell phones. And it's wonderful that you can watch the service on the phones. But what I mean is we're so often scrolling, taking in images, looking at articles, and every article we read, everything that we're trying to be sold appeals to the aspect of us that feels lost or broken. And so that part gets exaggerated rather than healed. And so even in Jesus's time, even though they didn't have phones, there was still the idea that you were broken. There was the idea that you needed to go to the temple to experience God. And Jesus made God very, very real and very present by calling God Abba, of course, which means daddy, right? So if you were taking notes today, I would say, if there's one thing I want you to hear, it's that what God can give you, the world can never give you. And this is why I do what I do, is that I believe the answer to every problem we see in our personal lives and in the world at large can be solved by this God connection. And I love your Unity's mission and vision about that. But absolutely and only can we know peace, can we know love, can we know forgiveness, can we know even true abundance, not just money, but I'm talking about true abundance of relationships, of knowing that you're loved. I think this can only be found through God, because we know everything in the world is temporary. Everything in the world is temporary. It dies. And so as we connect with God, we know that's the one thing, as Asha's song just said, that's the one thing that doesn't die. Our soul will never die. These bodies, the places we live, our homes, our apartments, all this fades. But God never fades. That's why we want to learn to tap into that. So if I'm sitting here saying with all the confidence in the world that what God can give you, the world cannot give, the natural question is, how do we access it? Well, that's exactly why we're doing a meditation class to follow up on this message, because I think everybody can do the things I'm talking about. I know if I can do it, anybody can. I'm almost surprised it took me this long to get what I told you, this very simple truth of God loves me. But friends, it has changed me fundamentally. Without the gift of being quiet, without the gift of meditation, I never ever would have gotten here. The other thing that I really know, and you don't hear a lot about this in Unity, is that God is very interested in me. God is very interested in me. What do I mean by this? Well, I don't mean that God is a man up on a throne in the sky, you know, with a long gray beard and a gold chain with a big G on it. It means that God, the universe itself, is active in my process. That as I shift, as I change, as I move, that the universe aligns with my energetic vibration. And that, to me, is God. The universe, the universal law and principles that are in place. But for me, it is more than law. It is like this intimate spiritual connection where whatever I do and think, the universe is seeking to align with it to bring me into my wholeness. And so that story I told earlier about really realizing God loves me, without really strong people in my life to hold that boundary, without really, without my commitment to my process, you know, both of those were necessary. But without those people holding that boundary, I never would have gotten the gift of that, right? So what I know is that God is in that situation. It was like what I love to call a divine setup, that I was trying to get my sister, who I talked to all the time, or a best friend, or somebody very close to me. I could not hear back. And I had to feel the pain of that and just be with it. But as I was, the divine setup is, as I got quiet in the midst of that, it was like a third option came forward. Like, they didn't have to be there for me, and I didn't have to be there for them, because God was there for me. And that's what I mean, that God is very interested in us, and we are intimately, and I'm going to use the word inextricably, connected with all that is. And so God wants to know us. That's why we're here, for God to know itself, himself, herself, right? And so as we get quiet, as we learn to meditate, quiet the mind, and learn to listen, then what happens is, you know, we begin to know God in a different way. We begin to sense, we begin to feel, we begin to awaken to the God presence all around us. It becomes almost a conversation and an awareness and a knowing all at once. It's like our intuition lights up when things are coming forward for us. So I want you to know unquestionably that the universe is very, very interested in you. And in Unity, we all often talk about God as law or God as principle, but God is also very, very personal, because it's as close as our very breath. And during class this coming week, we're going to connect with that. We're going to connect with the breath. We're going to also use several different new they may be new techniques for you to learn to connect with God in a way that works best for you, because what works best for me may not work best for you, right? So I want you to know, number one, you can access God. Number two, God is very interested in you, or you would not be here on this planet. God is interested in knowing you. And finally, I want to share a couple of experiences that have happened over the years. And so I know many of you at Unity of New York, because I know many of you personally now and through the ministry. I know you've been on this spiritual journey for a really long time, some 20 years, some 40 or 50 years. And you've read a lot. You've experienced a lot of different techniques. You've gone to workshops and things. And years ago, this is right after I had moved to Kansas City and I was preparing for ministerial school. And I was reading a book about the great teacher in India, Sai Baba. And Sai Baba was this incredible avatar that, quite frankly, was able to do some of the miracles that Jesus has been able to do. And I found the book about Sai Baba. I was on a silent retreat, and I was on a silent retreat in the middle of nowhere, and there was this bookshelf. And as I walked by the shelf, the book jumped off the shelf and landed at my feet. Okay. So anyway, I was reading the book, and it was after my retreat. I was in this little dumpy apartment in Kansas City, on a couch from 1975, a plaid couch from 1975. Anyway, and as I read the book, it was talking about these devotees of Sai Baba that had been praying in this prayer group and meditating and connecting with Sai Baba. And as they were doing that, a rock fell from the ceiling, and it was from the Ganges River. It was still wet from the river. It fell in this guy's hand. Well, I'm reading this thing and I'm thinking, you know, I'm from Red Oak, Georgia. I cannot fathom what this is. So either I have gone off the deep end spiritually and I'm losing my mind, or there is something real to this. And so I said to myself, if this worked for those people, it would have to work for me if I believe hard enough. So as I was sitting there on that dumpy couch in the middle of winter in Kansas City, I put my hand out I put my hand out to the side of my couch and I held it there. I said, okay, if this is real, Sai Baba, give me my rock from the Ganges River. And I held my arm out for about an hour and a half and I never got anything. I said, okay, you know what? I'm new to this. I tell you what, God, I'm going to give you 24 hours to send me a rock from the Ganges River. And if I don't get it, that's fine. But I'm not believing a word of this anymore. This Sai Baba business, maybe this is further than I need to go spiritually. And so as I had that experience, I went to bed that night, got up the next morning, went into work. Well, it was Christmas time, and so I checked my mailbox. I went up, you know, we had these slot mailboxes for all the staff and ministers. And I went and I checked my box, and there was a little gift in it. My Secret Santa had left. And as I was going down the hall, one of the ministers, Reverend Nancy, yelled to me down the hall as I was leaving, "Hey, Reverend Cynthia Alice, come back here." And I said, "Well, what?" I said, "What is it? What is it?" And she said, "I forgot to put something in your box." I said, "Reverend Nancy, you're not supposed to tell me that you're my Secret Santa." She said, "Well, I forgot the most important part." I said, "You did? Well, this is great. You didn't need to get me anything else." She goes, Nope. Listen to this, friends. She said, "I was guided in prayer this morning to give you this." I said, "Oh, cool." She said, "Open it right now." And I opened it. You know what it was? It was a rock. Yep. It was a rock. Not just any rock. It was a rock from the Ganges River. And I said, "This is amazing." She said, "I already had you the gift, but in prayer this morning, I was so guided, this belonged to you." What does this mean? Well, I did not tell Reverend Nancy my intention. I just held it silently. But since then, I have never questioned God and God's existence. Never. I wasn't even questioning God's existence. I was questioning the far out ideas that out of nothing, something could manifest. And it started me on a journey, frankly, of studying manifestation, of studying how we bring from the invisible into the visible. And friends, I know God loves me very, very much. God loves you very, very much. And that in every moment, God is available. So I want to encourage you to believe it. I want to encourage you to experiment and try things out. You know, it's pretty big ego to test God. That said, God's big enough. God's big enough to handle it. And as I knew God in that moment, I've been able to share God with thousands of people since. Probably hundreds of thousands, actually, by this time. So that said, I want you to know God loves you. I want you to know that what God gives, the world cannot give. And so when you feel yourself going outward, you know, trying to get that, just take some time, get quiet. Could be 10 deep breaths. It could be sitting and journaling to know wherever you are, God is, and God loves you. Now, let us take some time to go into a time of meditation. Yes, we do meditation next. So I invite you to take a few deep breaths. As you remember, wherever you are, God is. As you breathe, I invite you to simply release any tension, any worry, any fear. The scriptures say, "Do not be afraid, little flock. It is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." As you breathe, just imagine fear releasing out of your body, out of your mind. As you breathe, simply release with each exhale. Remember that each inhale is it's a baptizing, and every exhale, a death and a releasing. A releasing of what was, a release of pain, fear, self-judgment. If there's any part of the body that is in pain, simply send it a breath and intend to let it go. Like literally breathe into that pain and see it releasing. As you do this work in consciousness, imagine these words filling your mind, body, and soul. God loves me. God loves me. Send that thought into the far reaches of your body, down into your toes, and just imagine that filling every aspect of who you are. That God loves those places where we're not yet conscious. God loves those places of pain and hurt, and God loves us in our beauty and in our magnificence. Always, God loves me. God loves me. As you breathe deeply, just see this filling every aspect of your mind, body, and soul. And you may find you start to experience it as an energy, not just a thought, but as an energy. And know this is your real self. This is who you really are, the love of God in expression. We say, thank you, God. Hallelujah. And so it is. Amen.
David played and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do you? It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You say I took the name in vain. Well, I don't even know the name, but if I did, well, really, what's it to ya? There's a blaze of light in every word. It doesn't matter what you heard. The holy or the broken. Hallelujah. 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 My best, it wasn't much. I couldn't feel, so I tried to touch. I told the truth, I didn't come to fool ya. And even though it all went wrong, I'll stand before the Lord of Song with with nothing on my tongue, but I